Well, Lewis Bradford is the relative that you're talking about. You learned about his story kind of from reading a diary that was found. Is that correct? Or
yeah, my brother is the genealogist in the family. He wrote a song about it 13, 14 years ago. He had discovered just a short 5-page autobiographical sketch from Lewis Bradford's widow. She lived to be 94, and Lewis, we hadn't really known this growing up. He's a distant relative, like I say. Ella, his widow, was my grandfather's cousin. So yeah, we sang the song around at different labor unions, and kind of got around. And at some point, 3 years ago, I started writing the opera.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about Lewis and how he fits into the story of the opera?
Well, he was a minister, left his job as minister of a church, and went to Detroit. And while he was in Detroit, had a radio show at a homeless shelter, and the radio show was called The Forgotten Man's Hour. He'd interview people on the soup lines there, and he began working at the plant, 1936. Worked there for 18 months, but I guess he wasn't your average working person at the plant. He was 49, 50, older than your average person. He had spoken to officials at the plant, and the newspaper account said that he had a vision of labor peace, and he was hoping to ease the labor struggles in the plant. And after working there for 18 months, he was killed.
In the plant.
In the plant. And it was the family knew, the family was threatened. They were told to leave town and don't ask questions. And he was